Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower, is with us. Zach, big developments happening at Google. A lot of big things, I think, are happening behind the scenes, quite frankly. But big developments happening at Google. You noticed this. Others noticed this. It used to be you search InfoWars or Alex Jones, the first three pages were negative press, hit pieces, lies, fake news, and attacks on us. Now, all of a sudden, what we actually say and our actual website pops up when you put in Alex Jones and InfoWars. What happened at Google? Do you have any insight? What is going on behind the scenes at Google that changed the search results that we've all been monitoring?
I think some sort of money deal was done. Like, let's look at what happened. Trump went and announced that they were going to work with Google in order to help bring information about the most local testing station for Americans, and also to use AI to figure out whether someone should get tested for this coronavirus. Now, the AI is really simple, I think. You know, if you have any of the symptoms of, you know, this virus, then, you know, you should get tested, like, no questions asked. Possibly, even if you don't have the virus, you might want to get tested. And the idea that you should be able to link up to the nearest testing facility is not really a hard engineering problem. In fact, I looked at the technical specs of what they were trying to do, and I went, this is something that I can do as an engineer. Like, I literally worked for Google Earth as part of the geodepartment. And this is something that one senior software engineer should be able to achieve over the course of about, you know, maybe a week. The idea that they're putting 1,700 engineers on this problem means that it's not just overkill, it's actually more of a payout to Google. And I think that what's happening is that the Patriots are, you know, they're kind of doing a carrot and the stick. Hey, you know, we know what you've done. We know that you censored the president. We know that you were censoring words of the Arabic dictionary in order to get justification for his, you know, presidential removal. That's the stick. The carrot is, hey, work with us. We're going to pay you out way more money than this project, you know, is necessary. And in sort of return, you stop with all of the censoring, with all the political censoring. And what do we see? At the same, almost within 24 hours, this was announced. We started seeing that the censorship on Google started to be released. So something's happened. Something's happened with a backdoor deal that I'm not privy to, you're not privy to, and we, the American people, are not privy to, but we can see that something seriously has changed with the Google search algorithm.
We'll have to see if this trend continues. Obviously, with the overwhelming majority of search results going against the president or against InfoWars and Alex Jones, it shouldn't be something that takes time to get there. I mean, it's just coding. It's just kind of a switch, is my understanding. I'm not the expert. You are. So we'll see if anything more changes over time. But you're saying the big takeaways were, hey, look, the search results are just changed. We confirm that just by searching it, you know, every day, and you see a different result finally. And then also you're saying the overwhelming hiring of 17,000 people, I think is what you said, instead of just one who could do this job. Those are the big signs that, yes, something's going on.
Yes, right. And the average pay for one of those engineers is around $200,000, more or less, you know, once the stock benefits get calculated in. So 1,700 people for, you know, that's a lot of man years. Like, that's millions of dollars that are being paid out to Google. And so, you know, that's a huge amount of money that's going to them. And so what do we see now with the paying for the search results? We're seeing that 9/11 truth is starting to, you know, be released. And a lot of other searches are starting to, you know, be free now. And this is a really welcoming sign.
What about the demo rat? Did you see that? You search Democrat, yeah, and a rat pops up?
Yeah. I don't think it's popping up anymore, but for like around 24 hours.
Yeah, how'd they let that happen? All right, Zach Voorhees, thank you so much.